Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 12th, 2018. Those who've been following the show occasionally are probably aware that many of my recent shows have been a personal review of my weekly blog to those on my in-house Cosmic Love email list. And those who listen to my show get an orientation to videos, articles of the week that usually follow a certain theme in regard to some critical issue that's going on. For understanding or otherwise, an enlightened, proactive vision of where things are going. So anyone can join or leave this, you know, the Cosmic Show, the Cosmic Love Show list simply by emailing cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's cosmiclove, one word, at mcn.net. I want to get that out of the way first because I have not been following up with a lot of people's interest in, you know, at the bottom of the blogs or otherwise, you know, for list building. I just figured people, if they're interested, you know, they will respond, but sometimes they just don't know where to respond, so they don't. So anyway, today I'll be discussing two recent blogs sent to everyone on the list, and I've received a lot of feedback over the last week and have upgraded both of these blogs by adding article links and videos to watch. This is what I do after I publish a blog and send an email out to the list. For the next 3 days after that, I kind of tune into the feedback from people on the list. And there's more than 10,000 people on the list. So I get really interesting feedback. I consider, you know, the list largely as my mastermind alliance because yeah, some things resonate with people where they just saw something recently, an infographic or an article or a video that they would like to share. And I'm so grateful for that. It makes it so much better, you know, adding those in the next 3 days after I publish an article. So about a week ago, I published an article, a blog with videos, I think about five videos, called On the Path of the Highest Truth. And just today, I published a blog, a reality report called A Revelations Revolution. Now, I'll provide links to these blogs in the show notes. And there are several recent videos included that you might find interesting. Anyway, as for the cosmic weather right now, before I move on into these two blogs and give kind of a narrative orientation, the cosmic weather right now is kind of interesting. The cosmic energies, deep space energies that are morphing the quantum field of consciousness on Earth at this time. When I say there's some interesting stuff going on, a lot of intense energy right now with the moon in Aries and Mercury and Uranus are in Aries too, in conjunction in Aries, in the last degrees of Aries. And that's a lot of fire, cosmic cardinal fire. Aries is cardinal fire. And so the quantum field, you might say, is rarefied or superfied with this impulsive Aries energy, which is largely the energy of spring, as you know, nature is springing forth, at least in the southern or northern hemisphere. They're going into fall in the southern hemisphere. So that's going on with the moon, and the sun is in Taurus, and which is an Earth sign, and it's an anchoring sign, and it's almost exactly opposite Jupiter in Scorpio. And all the other planets, including the moon, and all the other planets are on one side of this opposition, and on the other side is Venus in Gemini. Now, when I reference this, I'm getting into a pattern here. It's called a bucket pattern. When you have an opposition with all the planets on one side and a planet on the other side, that planet on the other side is like the handle for the bucket. of energy. So it's like a focal point. Well, there's another factor here with this focal point of energy, and that is what's called a finger of God, which is a geometric pattern, and I'm really into the geometry of divinity, G-O-D, as the fractal order of the holographic universe, and basically how these geometric patterns energetically will focus energy or concentrate energy or direct energy in different ways based on the different geometry. So there's this finger of God, which is sextile with two what's called in conjunct 150 degrees angles, pointing at, creating a pointer at, you know, focusing energies of the, in the quantum field at this Venus in Gemini. So anyway, I'm just mentioning this to give a feeling for something that in the future, as we move into the quantum age, sometimes called the age of Aquarius, it'll deal with the energies, the quantum energies in the field. And the geometric qualification of this, the geometry of divinity or geometric ordered divinity, the way it focuses energy for the astrology, psychology of you know, the collective consciousness of humanity at any one time. More, this is becoming more of a recognized science as quantum reality, quantum science comes more to the forefront. It's the same way that quantum science now is recognizing and validating this, what the Chinese saw thousands of years ago with acupuncture. And more recently, 100 years ago, what they developed with homeopathy, why homeopathy works and is so effective, as recognized by many people worldwide, not so much in the United States because of the drug-pushing culture here, you know, with pharmaceutical drugs. But homeopathy, you know, was one of the most effective systems of medicine in the United States before the medical monopoly with drugs and Rockefeller took over the medical-industrial complex. Without going into that whole story, basically the understanding of quantum science with acupuncture and with homeopathy is also coming to the fore with an understanding of the quantum principles and the fractal order of the holographic universe and the science of these geometric energies and fractal energies as they matriculate the matrix, so to speak. So enough of that. Excuse me, I just wanted to give a taste of that before I went on into the show material proper. And I just wanted to orient these principles, and I'm going to give a little orientation of the principles I've been doing with major themes in the show and the principles I've been in my blogs recently. I'm going more into you know, cosmic law, language, you know, quantum science, the holographic universe, how it's all in divine order, and how God has rules, and God is geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D as an acronym for geometric ordered divinity, the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. And this is something I've talked about in the show a lot over the years. Some people have commeasurement with it and appreciate it. Other people, not so much. But again, I'm basically pushing out the envelope with this Cosmic Love show, trying to give as much quantum science as listeners' thresholds of tolerance can sustain. And we're talking about you know, the energies in the quantum field and the brain field holodeck between the ears. It's sometimes called the holodeck, the brain field, which is the Taurus field, how that resonates with Taurus fields on all levels, from the atomic to the galactic, and how, you know, there's that field between your ears, and there's the field in the collective field or the morphogenic field of social conscience in the global mind, and of course in global networks. So as I've explained in previous shows, Heartware is a universal interface that utilizes a model of universal light language for global mass-to-mass interaction. And this language is the operating system for the brain field holodeck between your ears. And this language of consciousness also provides the evaluation criteria for culturing social conscience and global social networks. So social conscience is the preeminent criteria for qualifying whether a social network community is a real community or a pseudo community. And with all the fake news communities out there, we should welcome an opportunity to become our own gatekeepers of social media with a universal interface that makes that possible. And I discussed this hardware concept model, how it works, a lot on my blog, my email list. You know, I reference it quite often. So with spaced repetition, ideally people will get it, because the concept is really dealing with, again, our most valued values. And as the chief architect of the U.S. Constitution said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. That was James Madison who said that. Conscience is the most sacred of all property. So a language of consciousness for involving and evolving our awareness, our consciousness of how we are conscious, should be a self-evident truth. Is a model of self-elevation. There is self-correcting, self-governing, self-healing, you know, salvation, you might say, in the way that basically cultures this most sacred of all property, our conscience. So as for how hardware works to culture social conscience and social networks, I'll include several links on this in the show notes. So on with the show. I'm going to go now into the first blog I did here a week ago, called On the Path of the Highest Truth. Now, this article is a sequel. It's kind of an epic posting in the sense that it's a sequel to my original story, On the Path of God and Country, which really began my my own path, you know, of the highest truth. And that story with pictures, it's a photojournalistic story. It's a true story, and it's probably the most amazing synchronicity you've ever heard of if you haven't read this story. And again, this is in the blog that I'm providing with the links in the show notes, On the Path of the Highest Truth. So kind of a preface to this, that, you know, in a time of false flags and fake news and psychological warfare between the deep state of one-way programming, you know, the mainstream corporate media, it's all one-way centralized mass distribution or programming of information with no feedback. That's kind of the old paradigm. And within that context, a high state of interactive truth that is, you might say, decentralized, bottom-up, every which way, interactive truth-telling, which is the new paradigm of the Internet. And the Internet, you know, and the new media that's emerging with the Internet. Within that context, within this context, there's nothing more valuable than a clear vision of net reality, you know, where this is going, that is shaped by the whole truth, you might say the highest truth, with an independent, interactive Internet. And this is all part of, you know, a larger vision of what five core Internet freedoms will look like with this next phase of the computer Internet revolution, as we see the evolution from hardware, you know, like IBM mainframe computers, to the software, you know, like Microsoft desktop computers, to netware, you know, to the Internet. From hardware, software, netware are all being integrated now with this, the next phase of the computer Internet revolution, with hardware. What that looks like, how that works, of course, there's a link there. And again, spaced repetition, this is a theme that I've brought up many times over the years, and particularly this last year, to focus on the big shift that's going on, where it's going, what it looks like, how it works, the hardware archetype model vision as far as the trending of the past, you know, a repeating pattern, kind of common sense of where it's going becomes self-evident. So the idea here is that global humanity is awakening with a new common sense of ourselves as a whole, a whole system. And this all together represents our awakening to the evolutionary path as an alliance of all of us, us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, it's Global Village, you know, instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities. So this is where it's going. And so keep in mind, you know, these signs of the times as a high state of love integrates. And we're talking about a cosmic love, universal law language, you know, frame of reference for the language of consciousness and the processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process for co-creation, for cooperation, for coordination of our social, political, and economic, human and physical resources. And we're looking at, you know, a new model. And as Buckminster Fuller said, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So this is what the alliance is about. The alliance of us, United Sovereigns of Earth, champions the high state. The vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the ascension process itself, for a high state. You know, basically make the deep state obsolete. It's not going to happen overnight, folks, but it's in process. Then the greatest fear of the pathological deep state is that people will wake up to the high state with fearless faith in the power of love at the heart. At heart, you know, the power of love to claim the victory of virtue, valor, and smart. You know, real intelligence, not artificial intelligence, not pseudo-intelligence, but real intelligence, you know, basically computing with the heart, you know, the smart with the heart. So the vision of this new system is the key. As the high state integrates, we'll have liberty. And heaven knows the source of all that is real is how gathering the tribes is the New Deal. And what that looks like, a global revolution is the best of all worlds, a universal solution. So we get what we ask for in the larger scheme of soul vision for victory with high self-esteem. In this regard, Buckminster Fuller has another quote, one of my favorites. We are called to be architects of the future, not its victims. So now these two quotes by Buckminster Fuller I've just given, two of my favorite of many quotes. I studied with Buckminster Fuller at the University of Pennsylvania back in 1974, lectured at his month-long World Game Studies workshop at that time, and I have a full story and link that in this article, and I have a link on this, the article I've referenced, this first article. And anyway, I've carried on Bucky's pioneering works with whole systems design science. He calls it design science or comprehensive anticipatory design science. Well, and I've utilized this model, this system of design science while developing the love model over the last 44 years. So now it's basically time to show and tell, you know, what love is. And I've been coming out with this heartware model. I've interviewed different people, and some different people have interviewed me recently. And I have a link on that when I was interviewed here about a week ago by producer host Sarah Troy. This is about 2 weeks ago she introduced me on her. Interviewed me on her show. Actually, it on May 1st, it aired on her radio show up in the Northwest, but it's internet radio also. And I have a link on a May Day article that is in regard to what's going on, you know, like May Day, May Day, May Day with systemic global reset. I mean, it's a critical issue. And this was an article actually from a year ago that has some real prescient coordinates that reflects, you might say, with what's going on in the world now. You know, for people who have a short memory, I mean, it's amazing how history repeats itself. And this is a classic example in that May Day article that I provide links with this article regarding, you might say, the path of highest truth. So I'm coming at this from several different angles, this article, Path of Highest Truth. And my background, my story behind this, so that, you know, people that are new to who I am and what I've been doing, I mean, for the last 11 years, I've been, you know, producer, host of this BBS radio show, Cosmic Love. And I've interviewed a lot of guests ranging from relationship experts and film producers to singers, musicians, and whistleblowers in the Secret Space program. I know that's a lot, but I mean, that's what I've been doing. And, for example, Foster Gamble of the Thrive Movement came on the show long before they had 81 million viewers of their Thrive movie in 27 languages. Lynn McTaggart, author of the Intention Experiment, she came on the show and shared breakthroughs in quantum reality. Robert David Steele, author of the Public Intelligence blog, he's explained how Zionists control the deep state. I mean, I've had a range of different interviews over the years, and it's changed me. I mean, I'm interviewed people, a lot of people, a lot smarter than me about a lot of stuff, like frequent guests over the years, which I include quantum science genius Dan Winter, some of you may know, and David Christopher Lewis, messenger of the Ascended Masters. I mean, these frequent guests and these other guests have, you know, pretty much blown my mind. You know, the way I see things, you know, what's real, what's going on, as above, so below, from quantum science here on Earth to the Ascended Masters stepping through the veil and laying the foundation for a golden age. I'm fascinated with all this. I've tried to bring some of that fascination and, you know, fascinating information to, you know, listeners of the show. And maybe that, who knows, maybe 5-10 years from now, I'll be discovered. But in the meantime, there's a lot of brilliant stuff happening every week, and I'll continue to report on it best I can. New videos, articles that are really pushing out the envelope of what's real, where it's going, what this quantum Aquarian golden age will look like, how we can basically hold the immaculate concept for how good things can be and how good things can happen, what they will look like, and how they can manifest to basically participate in the alchemy of precipitation, you might say, for manifestation, you know, to make it so. So all these shows have been archived on Cosmic Love as free podcasts. Like, they're kind of like historical time capsules on the cusp of the quantum age of Aquarian freedom and love. And, you know, the higher the concept of love, geometrically ordered divinity, source, the greater the results. So what I'm saying is that, quite honestly, the greatest beneficiary of the shows I've done over the years has been my own spherical consciousness of what cosmic love truly is. It's like enlightened self-interest. For my own self-discovery and self-correcting, self-elevation of an evolutionary ascent, you know, evolutionary ascension or a salvation nature. Bottom line, basically, is the top line. Cosmic love is what conscious ascension does. So realize, you know, as in with realize, the historical context of this amazing time we're at here on the cusp of Aquarius. We live at a time of systemic global transformation that was known anciently in Egyptian, Hindu, Mayan, and Sumerian calendars as the end of time, as we've known it. I mean, just think how in the last 100 years, most of the world has gone from the same ancient horse and buggy speed of communication to space-age technologies like smartphones that have more computing power than the mainframe computers which put a man on the moon. I mean, think about that, how far we've come. And the positive megatrends before us. The computer internet revolution is now maturing with this Web 3.0 hardware. And we will see how this integrates prior high-tech advances with hardware, software, and netware. And, I mean, this is what this hardware will do. It's like it'll integrate and synergize the advances with hardware, software, and netware. So back to this unique window of cosmic time that we're in. I mean, the ancient Mayan calendar and Hindu Kali Yuga calendar were both started about the same time over 5,000 years ago, and both predict a rebirth of our planet around the time of December 21st, 2012. Well, obviously, that wasn't the end of the world, but there's a time lag for cosmic cycles to manifest physically, just as the peak heat of summer usually lags summer solstice by a month or two. But just as it sounded crazy to talk about the internet before the internet went mainstream, many global netizens won't see or benefit from the next wave of the computer internet revolution until after Web 3.0 hardware goes mainstream. I mean, some will, but some won't. There are always early adopters or early adapters who adapt early to the trends where they're going to catch the wave, ride the wave, and take advantage of valuation of new technology, new currencies, you might say. And we're going into the crypto realm here now because we're seeing that currencies with cryptocurrencies are the valuation of cryptocurrencies begin to trend along with the valuation of consciousness and the valuation of attention and the valuation of contribution of people in social networks. This is a big trend, the valuation of social network communities according to the contribution that members of that community make with their articles, with their culturing of social network consciousness. This is where it's going. And again, the higher the concept for valuation of a social network, the greater the results in terms of the ascending currency of conscience, of social conscience, in the criteria for qualifying the value of a social network is the level of social conscience and a way to convert contributions with good intentions, you might say, to the valuation of that social network. Anyway, that's getting off on the tangent a little. Some of you know what I'm talking about with cryptocurrency and crypto communities that are developing value as a currency and with exchanges of dollars and cents in terms of the common sense of social conscience and social networks. That's probably a little too abstract, metaphoric for some, but again, the greatest mysteries are veiled in paradox, and sometimes it's having enough parallels or parables to qualify the paradox where we make sense out of it all. So, anyway, there's a huge shift going on. The understanding of this shift requires diligence and study and attention. And there are different coordinates for understanding the shift. You might say different holographic portals or windows into the holographic universe, into the global holodeck, the global mind, which is maturing. It's evolving. And this understanding of the evolution of a high state that's integrating as the deep state disintegrates, as the old paradigm disintegrates and a new paradigm emerges, we're seeing key megatrends emerge in medicine, media, medicine, and marketing. With media, we're seeing decentralization by way of the internet. I mean, all problems are communication problems. To come into unity for real community, and this is the intention of Web 3.0 hardware. How to do that? As far as medicine, the capability of online universal self-care with global holistic healing is now emerging. And there's a video link I provide. You can see where that's going. And this is the intention of global telecare. And global telecare, as far as a database model for that anyone can access, any global netizen can go free online and access this database for universal self-care, that what that looks like as far as being able to enter a portal and be able to go through a portal with all the people that have the same blood type as you, which is the same metabolic type on the planet, and then go to another portal on your current symptom profile, and in that regard, access then a database of what's working best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of modalities that are synergistic, and which different modalities or combined modalities are you know, working best. It's like an empirical database. What's working best? And as the database expands with people's feedback into this open system, you know, basically it's, we're talking about crowd wisdom, you know, for healing. And this community, this healing community, this with Global Telecare, and how that will basically raise the standard of what's working best, you know, an empirical standard for global holistic healing based on each individual, on with well-informed choice services. So again, how that works, what that looks like, there's an in-depth article on that and actually videos that go into that concept. As far as markets, the global social markets are evolving very quickly with blockchain technology. And we're talking about the currency of conscience, and social networks will be qualified increasingly by the currency of conscience in terms of valuation of attention and who is contributing the most to a social network as far as good information that others value. And again, this is, you know, when you know better, you can do better. And when there's an incentive for the best and brightest to rise like cream to the top, whether it be best and brightest ideas or individuals sharing those ideas, giving currency to these individuals, you might say enlightened activists, is a way to reward the evolution, the culturing of social conscience and social networks. So this is the intention of what's called telecommerce. And there's a model of LoveBits, LoveBits for currency valuation of our own social network, which I have introduced here in the spring of the year. And there's more information on that for those who are interested. So the bottom line is the high state, you know, focus attention with pure intention. So imagine, I'm going to give a quote here. Imagine who gave this quote. The quote is, "The thought manifests as the word. The word manifests as the deed. The deed develops into habit, and habit hardens into character. So watch the thought and its ways with care, and let it spring from love, born out of concern for all beings. For as the shadow follows the body, as we think, so we become." Now, that wasn't Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That was Gautama Buddha. So anyway, one of my favorite quotes. And I could go on more with this understanding of developing heart-centered community. And there's videos that go into that from the Heart Center community. That's an amazing video that I highly encourage people watch. And this goes, this understanding of the fifth dimension as unity consciousness or unity comprehension. It's, and the video is called Unity, Spirit of Diversity in Universality. It's a phenomenal, amazing video, at least I thought so. And there's some other videos that I think you'll find interesting. Before I go on to this last, the article blog I published today, the keynote of this one I just gave was that consciousness is evolving within us as a natural order of universal harmonics with a greater awareness of cosmic love condensed into form and frequency with minds and hearts united to optimize the Holy Spirit as unity's love in action. So, and again, there's some other videos, more on LoveBits, being proactive and a thing on Swedish pollen extract, you know, that if you haven't read it, you might find interesting. But the article I wanted to focus on now, just published today, a reality report, a revelations revolution for love of truth and progressive revelations. There's a graphic I've been using for the last several blogs, or several, you know, interspersed going back about five blogs here the last couple months, and that is that the real revolution, it's an infographic that's referencing how the real revolution is the evolution of consciousness. That's a thematic key that's basically goes with the 2018 Global Upgrade Series regarding conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. And that is the theme today. I'm going to focus on more this understanding of revelations, revolution, what's going on now. And some of the stuff today is pretty heavy. I've saved this for those who've listened this far and want some serious meat. Well, I'm going into it here. And there's three items I'm going to be going into. One is, the first is understanding the great deception, the whole truth versus the big lie. Number two is natural intelligence versus artificial intelligence, you know, real intelligence versus, you know, artificial intel. And the third one is the high state intel versus the deep state, and global healing versus deep dis-ease, you know, dis-ease, like as in disease. So the preface here, I mean, I encourage everyone to keep a sense of humor in the face of crazy. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. If you turn on the boob tube, the corporate media, there is so much cognitive dissonance and fear porn. It's just even from NPR, their political stuff on NPR, National Public Radio, is like it could be national propaganda radio. I mean, it's like the commentators could be script writers for Netanyahu as far as this whole thing with Iran and Israel and what's going on in the Middle East. Some people are aware of that, but, I mean, a lot of crazy stuff going on. So relax. Many of us are struggling with limited prescience, but unreality has no power if we laugh at it. And you might say relax because we're all crazy. It's not a competition. We're all struggling. We've all got limited prescience. We're only human. I mean, there's this divine, you know, spark within, but, you know, in the 3D world, you know, we're all dealing with our own burdens. Everyone's got their own stuff they're working on. So, and the biggest opposition to modern day revelation is inordinate public BS belief system in the media that's ruled by a deception, which is so big and so bold and so often told that many people believe it religiously. So there's a lot of so much disinformation. There's like InfoWars going on in the mainstream media right now. I mean, it's just like they're falling over themselves, you know, basically to spin things that a lot of which people have already are aware of that it's just spin. It's like there's been this awareness, people waking up in America that the boob tube and one-way programming with the corporate media has become like abject propaganda, especially those who have their finger on the pulse with independent media sources on the internet and getting the truth and realizing what's really going on, you know, how much, you know, deception we're getting over in corporate media. So there's like an InfoWars going on. And to understand the great deception, you know, the big lie versus the whole truth, it really requires serious devotees of the whole truth, serious devotees. Devotees of the whole truth. I mean, you really got to want to know, and I'm going to go into some pretty heavy stuff here. This is about as heavy as I get on this show ever. And if you want to read the article for yourself, you can sort it out. Again, this is the blog I just published today at heartcom.org, you know, on the blog website. And you've got, again, the link in the show notes. And I'm going to go into it, you know, with the understanding that the whole truth is modern-day revelations. Modern-day revelations. I mean, what conscience is what honor does. the revelations is all a matter of honor. I mean, when a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. I mean, this is the whole discernment trip. Either, you know better to do better, or if you basically continue to do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. You know, I mean, the upward mobile path is becoming aware of how we weren't aware before, and how actually we just didn't know before, or we thought we knew but didn't. And this is the issue today, that for some people it may be a real revelation that I'm going to be going into. I'm going to be having to wrap this up pretty quick. I highly recommend that what follows, as I go into this, we're talking about some pretty serious stuff. And the understanding of the difference between spirituality and religion is like the difference between the right brain and the left brain. I mean, the left brain is linear, logical, you know, letter of the law with, you know, the old expression, you know, the letter of the law killeth the spirit of the law. Well, left brain dominance without right brain balance, which is more intuitive and spiritual and, you know, intuitive knowing rather than intellectual BS belief system of the left brain. And we're talking about really, you know, the masculine side is more linear and logical, and the feminine side is more nonlinear and intuitive and truly spiritual. Religiosity tends to be compartmentalized as left brain doctrine and dogma. So there's a little orientation I'm going into, you know, with this you know, before I, you know, I wrap this up. And again, on your own, you can go into reading this article, which is a phenomenal article. It just came out 2 days ago by Chuck Baldwin, you know, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Those who follow Chuck Baldwin and know of him, this article is kind of a summation of writings he's done over the years, but he's very congruent and coherent in explaining what I would consider the number one problem in the world today politically. The geopolitical core of the geopolitical problem. I'm going to be going into this again. This is a huge issue. It takes a balanced person to read it without getting upset or getting angry or getting uncomfortable, because there's a philosophical correctness. You know, might say a philosophical being philosophically correct about this subject is like being the eye of the hurricane, you know, the center of harmonious, the all-seeing eye of the hurricane, you know, of harmonious calm. Everything is spinning around it. So as I go into this and get into some pretty heavy stuff, keep that, you know, centered and connected, you know, balanced perspective that's philosophically correct with the love of wisdom of what's really going on with, you know, the cause and core issue geopolitically that's causing war and tribulation on the planet. So this is a huge test, and this is the test that's best. It's like the understanding and cosmic law of Jesus before he ascended. He had to go to the 33rd level of hell and basically teach, exemplify, you know, model, you know, cosmic law of the highest level, you know, to those who are basically in hell. Well, there's a lot of people in 3D hell on the planet right now. And so this understanding of for those who are on the path of evolutionary ascent, sometimes we can only go as high as we clear the record of that which is below us, of the unconscious and the subconscious. So this is basically the collective unconscious of humanity. You know, what is the major block to freeing up, you know, the Christic spirit, the upward mobile spirit of the ascension flame for the evolutionary ascent of consciousness, of the higher self, the Christ self, the real self? What is real in God loves source for the gathering of the tribes of is real? So anyway, I'm going to go into this now for about another probably 10 minutes and give you a taste of this. So there's infographics and a little bit of orientation. And I, again, kind of keynote this understanding. The problem with religion is political BS, you know, belief system, with so many conflicting belief systems. And this goes into this understanding. This is the problem with, you might say, so much of the warring between spiritual interests, spiritual or religious interests, I should say, and around the planet, has because the religions have been co-opted by political interests. I'm going to be going into that. I mean, another way of saying this is that it's sad that so many Christians apply verses in the Bible that speak of the Christian church as though applying to the literal state of Israel in the world today. And here's why it's so sad. Again, explaining most of the negativity on earth. And this is the feature article, Modern Day Revelation, the Church and Israel, 70 Years of Turmoil, Treachery, Death, and Destruction by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. And there's a link, you can read the original article. I have copy transcribed, so it's easier to read and organize with graphics. And the first paragraph, Chuck Baldwin is saying, 4 days from now, May 14th, that's 2 days from now, which is the 12th, will mark the 70th anniversary of the creation of the Zionist State of Israel. And most Americans, and especially most Christians, labor under the delusion that the modern state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy of ancient Jews returning to their homeland. Nothing could be further from the truth. As filmmaker Jason Charles writes, quote, this story of modern Israel was not the struggle of an ancient people coming back to their land in 1948. Instead, it was the struggle of the wealthiest family on earth using war and deception to gain control over the region at the behest of idealistic Zionist Jews during the late 1800s. The Rothschild family became their champion and is the sole benefactor extraordinaire. Israel owes its very existence to the Rothschilds. Charles continues, the reappearance of Israel as a nation state, and moreover as a Jewish state, has been nothing but turmoil for 70 years for the people of the world, a confluence of never-ending war, violence, and lurid political meddling in world politics. Just like the Rothschild forefathers, Israel uses war, political manipulation, and subterfuge to assert dominance internationally. The tactics that kept the Rothschilds in power for literally hundreds of years are alive and well in the heart of Jerusalem. Charles goes on to say that, indeed, the creation of the Zionist state of Israel has brought turmoil, treachery, death, and destruction that is almost unequaled in modern history. And I'm going to continue on with Pastor Chuck Baldwin's commentary on this, as well as quotes from Charles. This is last week. There was an article. Israeli troops have wounded 8,000 peaceful protesters since March 30th. So that's like, you know, punctuating the point of what Zionist State of Israel is doing to the world. Now, this is just like, you know, since March 30th. So the Rothschild conspiracy to create its own Zionist state has its tentacles in both world wars and in virtually every significant act of war afterwards. Now, this is Pastor Chuck Baldwin speaking. And as Charles writes again, it took two world wars engineered and brought about by the Rothschild family to bring Israel into existence. World War I saw the fall of the Ottoman Empire in 1918, giving Britain full control over Palestinian lands. The Rothschild family then pushed for the Balfour Declaration in 1926. Now, I'm going to go into that. Well, it goes on into that, the infamous Balfour Declaration, and then more information. But I wanted to reference at this point, there's a video called Zionism in Unmasked in 10 Minutes. And this is by the lady who calls herself Really Graceful, and her YouTube channel is called Really Graceful. And it's, again, it's about Zionism Unmasked in 10 Minutes. for those who haven't seen this, that really want an understanding of like a vignette, that kind of, again, punctuates the point of this article, which I encourage you to go on and read. I'm going to, you know, skim over the rest of it and wrap it up. But I highly recommend this video. And again, we're talking about this truth revolution. And I'm going to kind of skip over a lot of this detailed information about, you know, the whole history of World War One, World War Two, and the Zionists' role in it. If you don't understand that, political Zionism has been the preeminent force behind war and social, political, and economic subterfuge and control. I mean, it's detailed. It's very specific. There's links. And as Charles notes, the Bolshevik Revolution, a Wall Street and Rothschild-funded endeavor, cost the lives of over 10 million people. This led up to World War One, which cost the lives of both military and civilians, an estimated 25 million. Then shortly after, World War II caused the death of an estimated 80 million. We're talking about the most sinister force of death and hell on the planet. And Christians need to come to grips with this painful truth. It took the deaths of over 115 million people to bring the Zionist state of Israel into existence. I mean, is this of God? And the Zionist state has caused the deaths of millions more since becoming a nation state. As almost every war that America has fought since 1948 has been on behalf of Rothschild's Israel. And America's so-called war on terror is almost exclusively waged on behalf of the Zionist state. Now, the backstory on this and the links going into this and explaining this are available. You can go into this if you want to. I highly recommend that people do the research and understand what's going on here, because we're having the wool pulled over our eyes, folks. And bottom line, and some people may not want to hear this, may not like to hear that Donald Trump is a Zionist puppet. Now, this is, again, Pastor Chuck Baldwin speaking. He says that Donald Trump is a Zionist puppet. And there is absolutely no question that the U.S. government's intention to destroy the governments of Syria and Iran is nothing more than a bloody plot to force regime change, you know, remember Iraq and Libya, and bring those two recalcitrant Arab nations into the Rothschild Federal Reserve central banking system, not to mention to help the Zionists in Tel Aviv to fulfill their goal of forming a greater Israel, thus making Israel the dominant political and military force in the region, in regional hegemony. Of course, almost no one bothers to mention the fact that Israel has already obtained hundreds of nuclear missiles. If Israel has the right to nuclear weapons to protect itself, why doesn't Iran have the same right? I mean, again, it just goes on and goes more in depth. And for people that are conscientious and can weigh this with a centered and connected perspective and just basically, you know, let that small voice within, you know, reflect on, you know, the message here. And this is a great way to clear the record personally and collectively, you know, clearing our own record of misunderstanding with all the disinformation out there on this key subject, so we can get past the past. We can clear the record. This is like diving into the 33rd level of hell on the planet and what's behind it, and getting philosophically correct about it, and then raising the standard of the high state in one's mind, in one's heart, in one's conscience. And that high state then, you know, virtually, you know, transcends the deep state. So the deep state of dysfunction, disinformation, disease, disintegration, discombobulation, you know, the downward spiral being replaced with an upward spiral. So that's the plan. That's the plan, Stan. I can't think of anything better to do. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I've been, you know, kind of dancing around this critical issue for some time. I wanted to really nail it. I've done the best I can. There are two other articles that's continued, you know, with this article at the bottom, parts 2 and 3, natural intelligence versus artificial, and high state intel versus the deep state for global holistic healing. Those links are there with more information. I would have loved to go into it if I had more time, but I'm going to do a wrap. I want to thank you for listening, and I ask you to basically, you know, just keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.